Hello, this is Tony Partington, inviting you to join me on Sunday, April 14th at 1 p.m. for the first of a two-part singer spotlight special on tenor Enzo Stuarti. Join me, won't you, for a fascinating look at the life and career of this great singer. That's Sunday, April 14th at 1 p.m. for Singer Spotlight and Enzo Stuarti, the artist and man, here on Public Radio. Hello, this is Tony Partington, and today we present the first of a two-part Singer Spotlight special on tenor Enzo Stuarti, the artist and man.
Say you'll never leave me. How I love you, how I love you, how I need you, please believe me. In your arms I found my heaven, and your lips have done their part.
Back in February of this year, my wife and I had traveled to Florida for a brief vacation and to visit relatives. While there, we had the chance to see Enzo Stuarti in concert, a thrilling experience in itself. But additionally, I had the opportunity to meet and interview Enzo. What I came away with was not only a wonderful interview, which I'll be including in these two programs, but perhaps more importantly, I now treasure the friendship of this vastly talented man. In the time I spent with him, I discovered that Enzo Stuarti's great vocal prowess is equaled by his humanity and genuine personal warmth. He loves life and he loves people, and that love is deep-rooted, for he has paid his dues, as the saying goes, and seen his share of both the good and bad in life. Stuarti was born in Rome and was the only surviving child in his family. His sister had been killed by fascists, and his mother and father moved to the U.S. when Enzo was just 7. He was left behind with an aunt, and later was sent to live at the Monte Cassino Abbey, located between Rome and Naples. There he lived with a group of monks, and was educated in carpentry, gardening, and, of course, religion. In 1941, Enzo joined his family in America. His stay was short-lived, though, for shortly thereafter he left home and joined the Merchant Marines. He was the lone survivor of the torpedoed Liberty ship, the SS Charles Pratt. A long recovery period followed, and with World War II finally over, Enzo made his way back to his homeland. He began studying voice at the Academy of Santa Cecilia in Rome. This was the beginning of his formal vocal training, and it was during this period that a great tenor instrument began to bloom.
L'aurora di bianco vestia già l'uscio di cire il gran sol di chia con le rose sue dita parezze di fiori lo sol. Commosso dai freni corcano intorno al creato giavar, e tu non ti desti ed in vano mi sto qui dolente a cantar. Metti anche tu la veste bianca e chiudi l'uscio al tuo cantor. Non sei la luce che manca, dove tu sei nasce. La veste bianca e ci rilucio al tuo cantore. Non sei la luce manca, dove tu sei, dove tu sei.
Music study did not take up all of his time in Rome. In order to earn some extra money, Enzo answered an ad put out by Ferrari Race Cars for a test driver. Thus began a professional racing career and a love of cars that the singer enjoys to this day. In 1952, after a chance meeting, the great Orson Welles cast Enzo in the lead of the new Cole Porter musical, Around the World in 80 Days.
Orson Welles taught me more.
There was a genius.
And I was racing cars in Italy at the time when I went to the audition with a friend of mine for Around the World in 80 Days. I'd never done anything outside of study. And he said, "Are you singing?" I said, "Yeah, you want to sing?" He says, "Nope." long story short, I sang. I got the role, Around the World in 80 Days, and spent 6 months with him. And he told me that I was an actor who sang, not a singer who acted.
Other Broadway productions followed, and I asked Enzo Stuardi about them.
Yeah. And what about the Broadway roles? What has been the most fun, the most challenging, the most
Kiss Me Kate was fun, because Kiss Me Kate was a spoof. Around the World to me was as a butler to the lead. That was great. Another show that I liked was Me and Juliet.
Beautiful show.
I did 13 of them. I can't think of all of them.
Here is Enzo Stuardi now in the lead role of Fred Graham, and from Cole Porter's Kiss Me Kate, So in Love.
We'll be right back.
Enzo Stuardi's initial vocal training was classical in nature, and indeed he did, for a time, enjoy a career in opera. When we talked together in Florida, I asked him about opera and some favorite roles that he's performed.
Of the operas that you sang over in when you were studying in Italy and elsewhere, what were your favorites?
Two. La Bohème,
yeah.
And Tosca.
Tosca.
Now you take that La Bohème. Four bars are a song, and any part of it. Che gili da manina. Love it.
But there again, we're coming back to this honesty thing,
yeah.
Because don't you think that particularly in Bohème, that the characters are real?
Yeah.
They're real people. They're not kings and queens. They're just people.
Yeah, that's why it sustains. I don't like some operas. They're too fast. I don't catch up to whatever love there is with them, but La Bohème and Tosca.
And Tosca's a favorite, too?
Oh, yeah. While you're painting, why don't you make the eyes black instead of blue? Because hers are black, not blue. That makes sense.
Che gelida manina, se la lasci riscaldar, cerco che giova, al buio non si trova. Ma per tu aspetti, signorina, le dirò con due parole. Chi sole, chi sole, che faccio, come scrivo. Vuole, chi sole. Sono un poeta, che cosa faccio? Scrivo, e come vivo, e vivo. In povertà mia lieta, chiamo da gran signore, rivedigni d'amore, per sogni bene.
ancora. Poiché va presto santa, perché mi conoscevi, parlate voi, e parlate chi siete, mi piace a
As with many other singers, a great influence in Enzo's life was the late American-born tenor Mario Lanza. Some years ago, he was honored by Philadelphia's Mario Lanza Institute and received their Distinguished Artist Award. Enzo recorded a now-famous tribute to Lanza and donated some of the proceeds to the Institute. I asked Enzo about his thoughts on Lanza and the details regarding the tribute album.
Was he of influence to you, and what are your thoughts on
him? Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. So much so that, my voice was so close to his that people used to mistake it sometimes. And when he died, well, I used to play a place in Philadelphia called Palumbo's.
Still there?
Still there. Mario lived around the corner. I saw the house. And when he died, I got a call from this company. For the arrangements had already been done for Mario to do that album. So they said, can you sing all these songs? They gave me the list. I said, I don't know all of them. I said, but I'll learn them. He said, because the arrangements are already done. And then you can do a tribute to Mario with Mario's arrangements. And that's how I went to Italy and the album.
Thank you.
Enzo Stuardi's love of music knows no boundaries. He is as much at home with a current pop hit as he is with an operatic aria. A particular interest is country music, and I can tell you that a highlight of Enzo's concert performance is his passionate reading of Marty Robbins' My Woman, My Woman, My Wife.
But wrinkled, doing work that never gets done. Hair that's lost some of its beauty by too many hours in the sun. Eyes that show some disappointment, and there's been quite a lot in her life. But she's the foundation I lean on. My woman, my woman, my wife. Every day seems to be uphill. We climb, but we can't reach the top. I'm weak, and I'm easily discouraged. But she just smiles when I want to stop. Lips that are sweet but tender, with a love that strengthens my life. A stain in a dress made of gingham. My woman, my woman, my wife. Our little baby was born in the spring, died when winter was new. I lost control of my mind and my soul. My wounds they carry us through.
Back in the mid-1960s, a struggling little spaghetti sauce manufacturer began a search for a television spokesperson, and they approached Enzo Stuardi. Enzo accepted the role with the provision that he and he alone have editorial control on the promotions. The company agreed, and within 2 years, Ragu Spaghetti Sauce became not only a financial success, but a household word.
Is your least favorite question still, what about the Ragu commercials?
Oh, yeah. Everybody, wherever I go, everybody did that for five years.
But you made that company, in a sense, didn't
when
you?
When I joined that company, they were worth $16 million. 2 years later, they sold it to Geesboro Ponds for over $100 million. And I had a lot of fun. It helped the career, but sometimes it didn't, because I got to be known as the Ragu Spaghetti Kid. Because all these young kids didn't even know that I sang. They loved my sports cars in the commercial. And they wanted to mother to go and buy the ragu that the guy has, that beautiful Ferrari or Maserati. But it was great. I enjoyed it. I really did. I wrote them.
Yeah, I know. You re-scripted them, didn't you?
Yeah, re-scripted them. Yeah. Because they had to be me. It couldn't be Enzo Stewart in Madison Avenue. The people who buy regular spaghetti sauce wouldn't believe me.
We're back to what you said earlier, aren't we? Honesty.
Honesty.
Whether it's on television or films or live, people are going to know, aren't they?
Why do you think the greats like Spencer Tracy, Muni, John Cassavetes, Ben Gazzara, Marty Balsam, why are they the greats? You don't believe that they're acting. You think, my God, that's the real life. You got to do that.
Well, I worked all day long, but when things start to go wrong, I can't wait to go back home to my wife. She may not be a good boy, but to me, she's got much more. She is the apple of my life. But when I walk in the door, there's one thing that's for sure. All my troubles and my pain, they go away. She puts spaghetti on the platter, and my heart goes pitter-patter. And I turn to her, and this is what I say. I sometimes get annoyed if the game doesn't start to go my way. I've got to try to win, all my troubles will begin when the bank comes to take my cards away. So I call my wife and say, bring the checkbook right away. And she comes to me prepared to save the day. She puts spaghetti on the platter and my heart goes pitter-patter. So I turn to her and this is what I say.
Life teaches many things, and Enzo Stewarty is a man who has learned from life. He has a deep love of family and country, and he is outspoken about both. And he takes to task those who take what he treasures for granted.
But now I do a thing, and I've been doing it for a year, even before the war broke out. I do a thing of what America means to me, having once been an immigrant, and what this country has done for me. And I talk about America, different phrases, philosophy, and then I do the house I live in. You know the song?
Oh, very well.
From that I sing America the Beautiful, then I end with Battle Hymn of the Republic. And by the time I'm finished, they're all singing it with me. And it's timely. There's not enough flag wavers in this country. And there should be. This country's got to get together. I see these kids in these hotels with the little BMWs up front, five deep at the bar, at $6.57 a drink in New York. They pass you at about 70 miles an hour with a finger like this, if you're in the way. They live for today. You got to get this country together. And songs like this, they do it. They do it. They want to shout that they're proud of being Americans. And I remind them.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed his fateful lightning and his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of a hundred circling camps. They have built him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I have read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Of men before his judgment seat. All expect my soul to answer him, be jubilant my feet. My God.